Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he looked like he'd seen a ghost. Did he?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we want to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then, if you like ad-free versions of the show, and with that, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive, which is massive, by the way. Then become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And we are celebrating our independence today by recording some ghost stories.
Hi, Kathy Gordon here, and happy 4th of July, y'all.
What was it that you posted yesterday? It was a...
Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. This is old, but it never gets old. The picture of Thomas Jefferson, and then it says, oh, crap, that's due tomorrow. It only works on the 3rd of July.
And you post it every year, and every year I'm like, oh, that's so funny.
Every year I laugh and I post it again because it's just so good.
It's kind of college instructor humor, American independence humor, Thomas Jefferson humor. You don't get a lot of that.
Well, and we always think that, oh, crap, that's due tomorrow. You know, we got to get that done by tomorrow. And then, you know, you don't think about
Thomas Jefferson had the biggest paper due of all time.
He had this huge, Declaration of Independence draft. Jeez, you know, that's been hanging over me all month. I got to get that done.
Well, let's talk about ghosts.
Oh, I love to talk about
ghosts. Okay, so here is a story. So listen up.
This is Joey. Basically, the story I'm going to tell you guys today is about a gentleman named George. My sister had an apartment. We live in a small town in Ohio. It's called Circleville. Below the apartment, there was like a little business. They basically did haircuts and stuff like that. Where the whole name George came from, basically my sister was always like talking about different things, that were happening in her apartment. You know, you would hear footsteps. Now, when you would walk through the apartment door, there was basically two flights of stairs that went, up to a third floor. So basically you'd have your first flight. That's where you would go into the apartment. And then there was another flight of stairs that went up. There was like a room that we would play cards in, stuff like that. And directly across the hallway, there was a room that was unfinished, which I'll get to why it was unfinished. Anyway, everybody in my family, like I've called in before and told the story about my grandfather. I'm really heightened on these things. I can, you know, sense spirits feel like anywhere. I guess it's a special gift and I like to use it for as much as I can. But anyway, basically what it was, man, it was basically just crazy things happening all the time. You'd be sitting in there, we'd be playing video games or something like that. And what you would hear outside of the door, would be somebody running up the steps and then it would stop at the door. One occasion, my brother-in-law, basically called my mom and I one night. He was over at the apartment. You know, I lived with my parents. I was like 16 years old and he's not in tears, but you know, Hey, you know, I'm freaked out. You know, I heard someone running up and down the steps. I think somebody's in here, you know, blah, 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 blah. I keep hearing it. So we come over there, nothing there, you know. I mean, and the funny thing was that when we actually walked the door, I mean, like, seriously, his face was pale white. I mean, like, you know, the expression is you look like you'd seen a ghost. But whatever, you know what I mean? My experience personally, where I started believing this whole George thing, what it was, my sister had gone downstairs and, you know, was talking to the ladies or somehow met somebody from that, you know, hairdressing salon. And basically she was telling them about the stuff that was going on, the footsteps. Sometimes you would hear, you know, doors close, not slam, doors closed. This window would always open and stuff like that because they had like a little old hatch because it was an old building. And they basically said, oh, that's George. And what it was, there was an old gentleman that used to own the building, and he was very, very flirtatious with a lot of women. So mostly women would get a lot of activity from him, but he was almost kind of harsh or rude towards men. The point that I'm going to make with this is basically, like I said, on the third floor, there was an unfinished room. And I apologize for bouncing all around, but there was an unfinished room. My dad and my mom and I were upstairs on the third floor, and we decided, you know, my dad, you know, was like, hey, let's try to finish this room for my sister. Her name is Jennifer. And you know, my dad was like, hey, you know, let's try to finish this room. So we go upstairs and we walk in there. Now, the best way I could describe this room to you, it had one tiny little window and it was so high up in the air, not a lot of the sunshine would get in. It didn't matter if it was, you know, the sun was shining bright that day. It was just, the room felt dark. And what happened was we were standing in there. My mom is also like me, you know, she can feel a lot of, sense a lot of, you know, spirits and stuff like that. I hear my mom begin to cough, you know. So then after that, I start coughing. And the best way that I could describe it to you is it almost felt like when you get, you're like a sore throat, and it almost feels like it's kind of burning. Well, then that burning sensation went to like a choking. I look over at my mom. She's got tears coming out of her eyes because she's coughing so much. I'm coughing so much. And my dad, who really doesn't sense these kind of things, is looking at me and, he, you know, looking at my mom and I, and is going, well, what's wrong with you guys? And I just could not breathe. Like, it did not matter. Like, the longer that I stayed in that room, the longer I could not breathe. I kept coughing. It was almost felt like someone, like, shot pepper spray out in the air and just gagging and then, like, gagging and then, you know, then I just felt my throat getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Well, sure enough, we come out of there, and believe it or not, I went downstairs and had very faint marks on my throat. Now, could I say they were fingers? Possibly. My mom, same thing. So, long story short, basically the reason the room was not finished because the person that owned the building, anytime he would try to get somebody to go in there to finish that room, the same thing would happen. Tools would die. People would complain they had headaches. They couldn't breathe. And, you know, they thought it was asbestos. So they came and checked. There was no asbestos in there. So basically that was George's room, what we ended up coming up with. And he did not want anybody in there. And he didn't care who you were. That was his little area. And to be honest with you, when you would stand in that room, I don't care, you know, you wouldn't stand in there long because it just always felt like there was something in there with you. There was also a time my dad padlocked it. And I know this sounds really far-fetched, but he padlocked the door and came up like a week later because, you know, we're family. We always help each other out. You know, we got to let this, do that, whatever. And he came over like a week later and the padlock was actually unlocked. Nobody had gone up in that room for anything because there's nothing in there. It was just like an unfinished, you could see the wooden floor. I mean, it was a disgusting type room. So yeah, that's a man named George, and he definitely liked to linger around, that's for sure. So yeah, many a times did he put the fear of God in us. So, and I really do appreciate you guys for everything you do.
As I'm listening to the story, I was thinking, well, maybe there was something in the air. Maybe there was some fumes or something like that.
Right,
and then he
exactly
actually addressed that.
Yeah, I thought chemicals of some sort. And he said asbestos or, you know, you think of tars or something. Is there some, like, did they seal something back in the day, you know, as some sort of chemical? But the only thing that makes me go, well, no, is because the dad didn't seem to have it happen, right? There were three of them in the room, and two of them it happened to, but not the dad. Well, wouldn't the dad have that same reaction if it was a
exactly
chemical?
And then I also think it's interesting because we've talked before in quite a few stories about places being remodeling and it stirs up a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. So it just makes you think whatever it was, George just didn't want this room messed with. Like, leave it alone and going to do whatever he took to keep people out, which then at the end kind of surprised me because they locked it and it's like, fine, it's padlocked now. And then the padlock is unlocked.
Yeah.
So what do you want, George? Do you want people in there or out of there? What's going on?
Yeah. No, I agree. And it is weird to have, it's weird to live with a room that's not done, you know, that's empty like that.
And you've
that's
tried.
That's kind of scary like that. Because I've lived that way before. And it's right there, right in the apartment. You know, if you open that door, it's this room that feels like it's a whole nother thing. Like in the Twilight Zone, you open a door and walk into the Twilight Zone kind of thing, or shut the door and your regular life is going on. It's a weird feeling it's very odd. So I get that whole thing of thinking, you know, why don't we fix it up And that would help, right? That will make it good. And then you won't have this weird empty room hanging over
here.
Or
we've got this empty room. Like in your case, it was this massive project if you would have tackled it, because it was probably
big enough to have a whole nother.
Yeah, it was at least as big as your apartment almost.
Oh, I would say it was 800 or 900 square feet, like a small house. Yeah, it
so
was huge.
This kind of sounds like it's one room. And yeah. It's like we could be using this room. Like this is a room we could turn into a bedroom or whatever you want to use it for. But it sounds like no matter what they do, they can't.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I believe he said it was the boyfriend or a brother-in-law called the house. And they came over and they couldn't find anything or whatever. You know, when somebody calls because they're so shook up, it's for real. Like, people don't do that to just get attention, right? If you're super, like that guy did not call his, you know, family and say, you know, I'm scared shitless. Come over here.
Anytime anyone reaches out and they need help, whether it's with a ghost or with their children or with a ride, you know, like anytime someone needs help, they need help.
And it's for real, right? Yeah. And that's why when I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking, no way this guy calls just as it's no big deal.
You know, with all respect to the departed, I mean, George, the way he's like messing with the ladies and stuff, like.
Well, they seem to know downstairs too.
Yeah.
You know, there must have been stuff happening to them.
Yeah, because he obviously messes with the women.
Because they had a name and everything. Oh, yeah, George.
Here's another story. So, hey, my name is Selena. I'm from Chicago. I love your show. I've had a lot of experiences throughout my life, and I'd like to share some of those. My family moved into an apartment in an old house when I was 7. I'm the youngest of 4 kids. I had a good relationship with my brothers and sister, despite being quite a bit younger. When we moved in, my oldest brother and I could hear footsteps in the attic at night. They were slow and deliberate, not like the scampering of squirrels caught up there. We told my mom, and of course she blamed squirrels. And there's such a difference between deliberate footsteps and squirrels. They don't sound like the same thing.
Not at all. Mm-mm. But once again, it's a mom and she's trying to make her kids feel comfortable. So, you know, she's going to go to squirrels.
Exactly. What else are you going to say?
Right.
We knew it wasn't our dad because he'd be sleeping. And we knew if anyone went up there because we had to use an extension ladder to get there. It was not easy access. Additionally, the floor in the attic was so worn that when you were up there, you had to walk on certain beams or you'd fall right through. When I was 8, I saw my first shadow person. It was a hot summer night and I couldn't sleep. We didn't have air conditioning yet. And my room was directly across the hall from the bathroom, and I decided to go grab a wet washcloth to try to cool down. As I came out of my room, I looked toward the living room to see if anyone else was up. I stopped dead in my tracks. A tall, broad-shouldered figure was coming from the foyer. Do you say foyer or foyer? You could go both ways. Normally, I say foyer. And that time, I said foyer.
Foyer. I think I usually say foyer, but that's because I'm like kind of a Midwest kind of girl.
Maybe it's because I minored in French and I like to sound uppity.
Well, that's true. You often sound very uppity and I sound very lowity, but.
Oh, let's start that sentence over. A tall, broad-shouldered figure was coming from the foyer and crossing across the windows. It stopped midway and I could feel it looking at me. I went cold and I wanted to scream and run, but I couldn't move. The figure then continued to walk through the living room and into the wall. I was finally able to move again and ran into the bathroom where I stayed for an hour. Feeling brave, I ran back to my room, pulled my covers over me, even though it was hot. After some time, I was able to fall back to sleep from pure exhaustion. The next day, I told my mom, and she completely dismissed it as my brain playing tricks on me or maybe light from cars driving down the street. I never told my siblings about it since my mom made me feel crazy enough. What happened a few years ago made me realize I was not crazy. After my parents moved out of the house, my sister moved in and rented from them. She has three daughters, and one year the whole family was at my parents' new home for Christmas, and I was talking with my brothers and sisters and nieces, and we were talking about ghosts, and I finally told my story about the shadow figure, among other stories. My sister and middle niece both had looks of shock on their faces. I asked what was wrong, and my niece said she saw the same thing in almost the exact circumstances. It was the middle of the night. She couldn't sleep. She was up doing homework and walked out of her bedroom, which was my old room, to go to the bathroom. She saw the figure and froze, and she said she felt it also look at her. I said that maybe it was a residual haunting then, since we saw it in the same spot and it did the same thing. But then my sister shared her story. She had a friend who had been having issues with her knees and needed some extra help. So my sister invited the friend to stay with her. They were watching TV in the master bedroom when the shadow figure came through the door leading to the back porch and walked through the room into the kitchen. My sister and her friend just looked at each other. She got up, looked in the kitchen, and it was gone. But she described it just as I remembered it, tall and broad-shouldered and blacker than black. Well, that's just a couple stories. I have a lot more, including a terrifying one that involved my now husband and what I am convinced is a dark entity. Ooh, I will share that one soon. Have a great day, and thanks for giving us an outlet to share our experiences without fear of being called crazy. Take care, Selena. Mm-hmm.
Well, Selena, we definitely want to hear the others, too, because this one was really good. Right. And so I want to hear the others as well. So what do you think about it being some sort of residual loop? But then,
see, that
there
makes
seemed
sense
to be something else.
But
too,
I get
right?
why they would go residual haunting, because they saw the same thing. So maybe, you know, it's but then to
this
see
is
the
something
shadow
that's stuck
figure
in a loop over
in
and
a
over
different place, then that doesn't feel like a residual haunting.
Could it? But could it be a different shadow figure?
Could.
Do you have one that's kind of stuck in this weird, you know, loop of Twilight Zone loop that just keeps playing this thing again and again? But it does seem to have a conscience as far as it looks and it seems to see.
Yeah, they
girls,
felt like it looked
right?
at them.
Yeah, and they then, both felt like it acknowledged them.
But there's also something up in the attic. Because they heard some walking in the attic. So maybe there
right.
are, there's more than one thing. Maybe there's more than two things.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. And, you know, maybe there's, since it's that one thing could maybe be looping, that it just keeps doing this thing. And it's, you know, its way of making contact. You know, when somebody gets up, it can, you know, acknowledge them or whatever. But then, like you said, I'm thinking maybe there's more than just this one thing.
I think,
you know,
there is
something upstairs.
I think there's more
there's
than one
something.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think there
I
are
think
things.
So.
Definitely things in this house. But I think
oh,
it's
I
more than
too.
One. I think there are two different things going on there. But this the yeah. other one, this just one sentence is so creepy to me. I have a lot more, including a terrifying one that involved my now husband and what I'm convinced is a dark entity. That one is scary AF. So if you
That's
like
right.
the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.